Well, good morning. It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news.
And an end-of-week installment, a Friday edition of Not Necessarily...
Not Necessarily the News.
The News. More necessary than not. Hello, our Hanksters, as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page. Y'all have fun in the comments section and do what you do. And yesterday, America finally did what we knew we could.
Olympics, Olympics, everyone watches Olympics.
Your Olympic update, Olympics, brought to you by us. Olympics, well, Team Olympics, USA made up for some lost medals in time, and we snagged three more yesterday, and they were big ones. First of all, speed skater Jordan Stoltz, who had, well, he had to settle for silver in this one, in the men's 1,500 meter. Because, you know, it's meters over there. But the big ones were the women's hockey team won their gold medal game against Canada. Did it in overtime, too. Pretty dramatic goal. And then, of course, the men's team, they are in the semifinals. And they will go into this weekend and could be another head-to-head in the finals against Canada. Our neighbor. And our new enemy. And, of course, it was a pretty big story. Amber Glenn, she did make up for lost time, too, and lost Lutz's, and ended up fifth, ultimately, for the Americans. But it was the comeback story. If you watched it, it was pretty cool to see. And she seems like just a fun girl to be around. American ice skater Alyssa Liu came from behind and scored the gold in women's figure skating. So the first American woman to win any individual figure skating medal in 20 years. That was Sarah Hughes back in 2002. Also in Italy, in Torino. And she was there in the audience. And you're welcome for that coverage right there. So we head into the final three days of the Olympics. Norway still has the overall medal lead. And gold medal lead, 34 medals, 16 of those gold. But to know, all the Norwegian medals are all in the, if they don't have skis on their feet, Norway's not winning medals. But man, if they do, holy cow, there are a lot of skiing events, so they're doing pretty well. But we are now jumping up past the host country, USA.
Number two.
We are in second with 27 total medals. And 9 gold. Italy is in third.
Do you think it was all those medals that we put in the tank yesterday?
I'm not saying, but I'm saying we may have had something to do with that.
America.
Thank you. And you're welcome, Team USA.
USA! USA!
Back to
USA!
You, Mike Tirico.
Thanks, Paul. If you listen really carefully, you can hear the cries of middle-aged women around the globe grieving the loss of Eric Dane. He lost his battle with ALS yesterday at the age of 53. Of course, he had several, you know, contributory roles on his rise to fame in Hollywood, but really broke out as Dr. McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy. He fought a 10-month battle with Lou Gehrig's disease and actually dedicated the remainder of his life to research and information. He was surrounded by his family, including daughters Billy and Georgia, when he passed.
Well, 2026 is starting to hit a little hard here early in the early goings, man.
It's a lot of serious stuff right
now. We lost the Vanderbeek, and now that. Goodness gracious. Of course, yesterday, the bombshell news. The first royal to be arrested by authorities in 400 years. Streak was broken, of course, with the Andrew, formerly known as Prince. Yeah, I don't know what to call him. Andrew Mountbatten, I guess, Windsor. That's his technical name. I don't know. Well, he's inmate number 428-11 or something like that. He was released, actually, not too terribly long ago. But that early morning arrest yesterday at his Wood Farm home, sources revealed that he pulled the old, "Do you know who I am?"
Yeah, you're a pervert,
now,
allegedly.
You don't. No matter what station in life you are, and even if you are extremely famous, do not ever pull a "Do you know who I am?"
Do you know who I am?
Because A, it doesn't work, and then I think just antagonizes everybody. But he is evidently just beside himself and very, very angry on his 66th birthday being ruined by this whole thing. Of course, this all stems from his highly publicized and photographed connection with the whole Epstein thing. Do you know who I am? Oh, I think they did. That's why they came and visited.
He is not a world champion goat milker.
No.
No way. Uh-uh. So the search for Nancy Guthrie will enter its third week coming this Sunday. Of course, the mother of Savannah Guthrie, who disappeared from her Arizona home. So what happens now? Well, rumors are now swirling that investigators will be using information from something called genetic genealogy. And that glove that they found had no matches inside the national database. So apparently there's, some questions about what is out there on the internet, about what makes, comprises you. So we'll see how that works out. Meanwhile, her daughter rumored to be having no plans to return to the Today Show.
Yeah, and something about Google searches popping up and things like that on the name. Lot of Google searches before the disappearance on Savannah Guthrie's and Nancy Guthrie's address that popped up. Man, they're going to find something. I don't know if, and I hope they find her, but they're going to find something at this point.
Well, and TMZ had said that they received a fourth letter sometime this week. So it's hard to tell what's true, what's not. Can you imagine? And then apparently every time that they'll release a little piece of information, the hits go up about possible sightings and what have you.
Just muddies the waters.
I mean, how many of those people are actually doing it? Are they looking for notoriety or whatever? It's horrible.
Well, on the heels of earlier this week on a podcast, Obama is saying that, he believes in aliens, but he never saw anything as the president or in the government. President Trump yesterday on Truth Social and the like says, based on the tremendous interest shown, he would be directing Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and officials at other relevant government agencies to, quote, begin the process of identifying and releasing all government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, UAPs and UFOs, and any other information connected to these highly complex but extremely interesting and important matters, says President Trump. So this is all on the heels of that. So if the truth is out there, we'll find that out. So Prince Andrew's probably in trouble again with these release files. Also yesterday, Trump said that the world has 10 days to see if Iran agrees to a deal or, quote, bad things will happen. Yay. We did that last summer again. And then yesterday, interestingly, he also said that during the first Board of Peace summit meeting yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. They discussed all sorts of things, Gaza and the like, but the Board of Peace has no idea what to do with Shia LaBeouf. So, and who does?
Yeah. I mean, and if you didn't panic over the Epstein files, the UFOs actually look relatively.
But what about the Chinese humanoid kung fu robots?
They're crying out loud. Speaking of which, we've got big problems in the world today. But one thing we can always count on, that would be Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Yay. Mm-hmm. And they are helping us out once again. Apparently, they're testing some brand new menu items of these. A little controversial. Sweet potato waffle fries.
No.
A sweet potato is not a real potato. I'm sorry. I don't really think it's any healthier. Classic French fries instead of just the waffle fries. So you'll have a potato option.
Okay.
Fried okra. I'm sure that'll be getting a lot of love.
Oh, the kiddo will love that. Whoa.
Sweet potato souffle.
No.
Again, crispy Brussels sprouts, which I get. They're trying to kind of health it up, but that's not where we go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Love this. Onion rings and cornbread.
Elle tried to make crispy Brussels sprouts the other night.
Oh.
They didn't make it. They didn't make it.
Everyone's invited.
Nobody showed up.
Oh.
The Chicago Bears are in Chicago.
Yes.
Soldier Field.
Right.
That's in Illinois.
Yes.
But now, in a significant development yesterday, and it looks like with the Indiana legislature unanimously approving an amendment to get them there. Looks like the Chicago Bears will be playing at Wolf Lake in Hammond, Indiana.
What?
It's just across the Illinois-Indiana border. So your Chicago Bears will be soon playing in Indiana. In other sports NFL news, you just won the Super Bowl. So where are you going next?
Disneyland.
Up for sale. The Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks are now officially for sale.
Oh.
Now, this goes on the wishes. Their owner, Paul Allen, who had passed away quite some time ago back in 2018, had said as one of his final wishes, sell the team. Well, the family has obviously hung on to it for quite some time. They reap the rewards. But, yeah, they're officially for sale. Roughly $8 billion. And you could own the Seattle Seahawks.
I mean, that would be a better newlywed gift than Brussels sprouts.
Be a better gift than maybe some
of them.
How
about them Cowboys?
Woo!
And then finally, a TV station at Troy University in Alabama now is making some waves and has a goth girl as a news anchor. Now, she's all in black and everything like that and doing the news there. So if you thought the news was already depressing, just wait.
82.1 KFM.
Yeah.